الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said فذكر إن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. الله سبحانه وتعالى said make ذكر, remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى, because ذكر is beneficial for the believers. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, the importance of ذكر, especially the أذكار which we do on or which we do or we should do on a regular basis, which are the azkar after every for salah, and then the azkar which we do in the morning when we wake up, and the azkar we do in the night before we go to sleep. Now, I'm not going to list all of those, maybe we'll do that some other time, but the important point that I want to remind myself and you is the importance of doing this zikr consciously. Now, that might sound like an oxymoron, because how can you, it's like saying remember consciously. I mean, if you are remembering, then it's conscious. If you are not conscious, then it is not remembering. But it is necessary to say this because of the way that we do these azkar. For example, it's very common when we do the azkar after Fard Salah. First of all, the importance of doing that itself, many times we don't even do that, but those of us who do it, many times you find that people will just do, say for Tasbih Fatima, for example. We just say Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Now, what is this? This is noise. This is not dhikr, because what is Subhanallah? Subhanallah is noise. Subhanallah. The word is Subhanallah. It's not Subhanallah. And it's not Alhamdulillah. It is Alhamdulillah. It's not Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is Allahu Akbar. It's not Allah Akbar. That is another problem that many of us have. When we say Allahu Akbar, we forget the who. We say Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar are two different words. There is no connection between the two words. Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is the greatest and the almighty. Allahu Akbar and Allah Akbar are two different things. And the zikr is Allahu Akbar, not Allah Akbar. So Allahu Akbar. So the minimum requirement of the zikr, the first and most fundamental and the minimum and the barest requirement of the zikr, is that the kalimat should be pronounced properly, not just in a hurry. The idea is to make zikr, not to make noise. So the whichever zikr it is, the important thing is to pronounce the kalimat properly. This refers also to the tasbihat in the ruku and sujood. Subhanallazim, Subhanallazim, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is not dhikr, this is not tasbih, this is Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. So very important for us to, first and foremost, is to pronounce the kalimat properly, as it is the right of the names and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pronounced. So that's the first important point of dhikr. Second one is, and how this it is also one of the ways of targhib, of encouraging ourselves to do the zikr properly, is to reflect on the meaning of the words. Of what does it mean? Take, for example, in the tasbih in sujood, where we say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and in the ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Just think about this. It is not just a matter of saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. It's a question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the term, Allah taught us, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, the term to be used is Rabbi al-Azim, Rabbi al-A'la. So in the tasbih, it's not just matter of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also talking about the direct connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. Rabbi, my Rabb, who is Al-Azim? My Rabb, who is Al-A'la? It's not saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-A'la, which is also true. But we are not saying that. We are saying Rabbi Al-A'la. So the importance of pronouncing the words correctly, and the importance of understanding the meaning of what we are saying. Third and very important thing is also in the line of targhib, which is to think about the fazilat of that dhikr. What is the benefit of the dhikr? About Tasbih Fatimi, as we know, the hadith where Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha, she used to do all the housework and so on. And if we try to understand, when we say housework today, it's a different matter. You know, you have machines and you have appliances and so on and so forth, which make life very easy. But in those days, Fatima radiallahu anha, she had to carry the water, she had to bring the drinking water from whichever well there was and carry it home. This was the life of the women of the time. This is the life today, even today, this is the life of the, if you go into the villages of our country, if you go into Africa, into the village areas, you will find this is the life of women even to this day, where they carry water from long distances, in some cases very long distances, on their head. They go to those wells, they draw the water, they carry the water on their head, and that is the sum total of water that they have in the house. You want to bathe, you want to do whatever it is, that's the water they have. So Fatima radiallahu anha used to do that. Then she would cook food, and cooking food again was, there was no grocery store to go and buy pre-cooked or processed food. Cooking food meant, first of all, taking barley, grinding the barley into a cookable format, which is, you know, make it into flour or make it into a sort of porridge, and then cook it. If it's a question of meat, it meant slaughtering the sheep, skinning the sheep. All of this they used to do. The women used to do all of this, and Fatima radiallahu anha used to do all this, slaughtering a sheep and skinning the sheep, and then preparing the meat. It was not, you didn't go to a shop to buy meat. This is what you did, and this is what, again, as I said, till today, this is the lot of women in our rural areas. Washing of clothes, so all the housework, she would get very tired and her hands got very calloused and so on. So she said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, find me a servant. Get me a servant so that I have somebody who will help me in the housework. And Sayyidina Ali said, yes. And it so happened at that time that there were some prisoners of war who had come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was giving them to different people. So Sayyidina Ali said to Fatima radiallahu anha, go and ask your father to give you a servant so that, you know, it helps you in the work. So Fatima radiallahu anha went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sitting in the masjid. But when she got to the door, she did not want to go in and ask him, because there were other people also there and so on and so forth. So she turned around and came back. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed that she had come. So when this whole thing finished, he went to visit her, he went to her house, and he asked her, why did you come? So she said, this is the issue. I need a servant and I need somebody to help me in my work and so forth. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I teach you something better than that? He said, shall I teach you something better than that? He said to her, he said, I cannot give you the servant because I need the money, because he was giving the slaves. He said, I need the money to feed the people of Suffa. But he said, shall I teach you something better than the servant, which will ease your difficulty, which will make your life easy, and it will take care of the problem that you have? And she said, of course, please teach me. And he taught her this tasbih. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, and then after that, La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu, lahu mulku lahu alhamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This is the tasbih, and it's called tasbih Fatimi because of this reason, because it was shown, taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Fatima az-Zahra radhiyallahu anha. Now think about that. This is the benefit of this tasbih, that it eases your life. It makes difficult things easy. It helps you in your life and so on and so forth. So when we are doing this tasbih Fatimi, if we pronounce the words correctly and if we remember the meaning of the word, which is very simple, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we all know the word meaning. And to remember the fazilat of this, this is the benefit of this dhikr. That when I am doing this dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easing my difficulty. And that's why I think this is the qawl of Sayyidina Ali either Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu or it's a hadith of Allah, where he said that this is also is also one of the adhkar at the in the night, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this tasbih himself, and he would blow on his hands and he would pass his hands over his whole body. And Sayyidina Ali used to say that when you do this, all the tiredness of the day goes away. Before sleeping, you do this Tasbih Fatimi and you blow on your hands like this, and then you pass your hands over your whole body. And he said that this completely removes the tiredness of the whole day. This is the benefit of this Tasbih. Just one thing, that's the reason I'm saying I don't want to prolong this. Just to remember that when we do Dhikr, we must do it consciously. And the way to do it consciously is, one of course is to pronounce the words correctly and so on. But what encourages us to do that is to also reflect on and think of the benefits of that Dhikr. What is the fadilat of that particular Dhikr? Inshallah, biznillahi ta'ala, we'll talk about more of this in the coming days, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to always make his dhikr, always remember him, and to benefit from the dhikr. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahmatullahi.